Part 4.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk. Good morning, I'm Steve Harris, and I'll be leading the training class on Internet security. I've worked on security-related issues in the computer industry for the past 15 years, and I've given a workshop like this for the past 2 years. First, I'm going to spend some time today giving you a general overview of security problems faced by the banking industry. For most of this week, I'll be showing you how to set up a website that is safe for customers to use. Number 71. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 72. Who is Steve Harris? Number 73. What will the audience do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, I'm leaving this message for Miss Kansas Hennington. This is Dr. Bronker's receptionist, Tandra. I'm just calling to remind you one more time about your 3 o'clock appointment next Monday. If you don't think you can make it, please call me before this Thursday. The checkup usually takes about 40 minutes, but there are some forms you need to fill out before meeting the doctor. So we ask you to be here 15 minutes early. And do not forget your medical insurance card. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Number 74. Who is leaving the message? Number 75. When is the scheduled appointment? Number 76. Why should Kansas Hennington arrive early? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Franco. This morning I saw your Help Wanted ad on a bulletin board at the West Community Centre. I am Kelly O'Connor, and I'm interested in employment as the head chef of the Centreview Hotel. I graduated from the French cooking school 6 years ago and have served as the head cook at a downtown restaurant. I'm sure I would be an asset to your restaurant. I wanted to send a resume, but your address was torn off of the ad. Please call me back at 245-1766 with the hotel address so that I can send you a copy of my resume. Thank you for your time.
Number 77. Why is the woman leaving the message? Number 78. Where does Mr. Franco most likely work? Number 79. Why is Kelly O'Connor asking Mr. Franco to call her back? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following radio advertisement.
Are you ready to gather your belongings and leave? We will help you make your trip more convenient with our new Featherlight luggage. Our latest suitcase design is not only the lightest in the current market, but is also strong and long-lasting. We do admit that our products are relatively expensive compared to our competitors, but we guarantee that you will be 100% satisfied after using our suitcases. We not only offer a full refund if not satisfied, we also give a bonus gift to the first 100 people purchasing online, a luxurious leather briefcase perfect for a laptop computer. Visit us now at featherlightsuitcase.com to receive this special offer. It is time to bid farewell to your old heavy suitcases.
Number 80. What is mentioned about Featherlight suitcases? Number 81. What gift is being offered? Number 82. How can people receive a gift? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Michael. It's Melissa Kenyard, the property manager of Red Brick Apartments. An apartment with four rooms that matches your request has just become available. It's quite spacious, and both a security system and heat are included in the rent. As you are already aware, the apartment building is near downtown, so restaurants and shopping malls are easily accessible. A fitness club is conveniently located on the first floor of the building. Please call me right away if this meets your needs. You can move in as early as next week, but I need to know as soon as possible if you are interested. I bet this apartment won't be available for long. Thank you.
Number 83. What is true about the apartment? Number 84. What is mentioned as being located inside the building? Number 85. Why does the speaker say,
"Please call me right away if this meets your needs"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Last but not least, government officials are suggesting that all New Zealanders help conserve the country's energy. The weather has been extremely hot for the past few weeks, and many electric companies are reporting a dramatic increase in the use of energy. Current temperatures are predicted to continue for the next few days, and all citizens are asked to limit their use of unnecessary electricity in order to avoid power outages. Yes, I know that's not enough. To help our listeners with this, we have made a list of methods to avoid using unessential energy. Visit the website at www.nzealandnews.nz for these conservation tips.
Number 86. What will most likely happen in the next few days? Number 87. What does the man mean when he says,
"Yes, I know that's not enough"?
Number 88. What can be found at the mentioned website? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a talk.
As you must realize, we've been arranging computer classes for our employees to take at Madison University. The classes are totally free of charge. Yet, a lot of employees in each of your departments said that they just can't understand how these lessons will help them achieve higher salaries or promotions, and they have refused to attend. As supervisors, we are quite sure that it takes time to see the actual benefits of this additional education. We believe that more people would be interested in taking the courses if they were more convenient. Therefore, we are considering asking Madison University professors to come to the office to conduct classes. What an opportunity! How could you miss this?
Number 89. Why are many employees refusing the courses? Number 90. What does the speaker suggest? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
"How could you miss this"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following recorded message and itinerary.
Good morning, Mr. Newman. This is Jennifer McMillan. Thank you for giving Happy Travel the opportunity to make your travel arrangements for your trip to Italy. We are confident that you will be very satisfied with the destinations and accommodations we chose for you. We reserved a special tour of an authentic Italian restaurant and shopping centers for your stay in Milan because you mentioned that your family was interested in Italian cooking and fashion. As promised, we did not charge you for these activities. We recommend that you review the enclosed itinerary. If you have any questions or would like to make any changes, please contact me anytime. We look forward to hearing from you and hope that you could give us the opportunity to help you plan your next vacation or business trip. Thank you.
Number 92. Why most likely does Mr. Newman visit Italy? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Where will Mr. Newman and his family stay on the day they take a special tour of an authentic Italian restaurant? Number 94. What is mentioned about happy travel? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and a chart. Attention, everyone! Here's the breakdown of last quarter's automobile market shares. We're still among the top four companies, but we need to pay attention to RUF's rapid growth. They just surpassed us. We're not that far behind with 19%, though. However, we need to keep up. Until last year, RUF was one of the smallest companies in this area. We have to develop new business models. Now, RUF offers car parts and some video games free of charge, and Mercury gives a 10% discount for cash. These business approaches could help us attract new users. So next month, we're going to try it out with some of our existing vehicles to see if we can grow beyond a 20% market share. Number 95. What industry does the speaker work in? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What company does the speaker work for? Number 97. According to the speaker, what will the company do next month? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and order form.
Hello, Ms. Davis. This is Kimberly from Denim Apparel. Thank you for your order number 6452341. You will find red cardigans missing in your order. Currently, it is on back order. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. As a token of gratitude for your total order, we have included a gift. It is a gift worth $180 given to you free of charge. Included with your order, we have also enclosed our company's catalog with the new Winter Seasons clothing line. You will find that Denim Apparel has expanded its selection with additional accessories, such as jewelry and shoes. Once again, thank you for shopping with Denim Apparel, your number one online clothing company.
Number 98. Which item from the options is most likely not sold by Denim Apparel? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which item was not ordered by Ms. Davis originally? Number 100. How was the order placed?